Yo, what's good? Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yo, so, man, this is the AJ Halfcast, and I am AJ. What's up? How y'all doing? Nah, man, like, yo, I'm. The Halfcast is not as structured as the weekly show that I drop on Saturday, most times Sunday. I mean, so most of this stuff are just me getting shit off my chest, not in a sexual way. Never shit on anybody's chest. Shit does not belong on one's chest. Nah, man, it's not structured in a way that I go through it. Like, most of this stuff are just thoughts that comes off the top of my head. And that being said, the first thing today, I'm talking about today, not just it's every day, but one thing that I do not like is for my time to be treated like it's not important. Right. Nah, man, like, yo, in any professional setting, nah, man, like, somebody's time, no matter what position, no matter what, like, yo, your time is supposed to be, don't ever let nobody try to play you like your time isn't more important than what they have to do. Like that whole I'll get to you when I get to you type of shit. Nah, fuck that. Nah, man, like, nah, fuck that. Yo, people lose deals over shit like that. People lose their jobs. People lose so much. People lose so much after just over that. Hold up, man. Hold on. Give me one second. And I'm back. Yo, that was my heat blowing in the background. I don't know why my heat would just like randomly just start blowing. Like, nah, man, and I have a pretty good microphone set, so anything like any it picks up a lot of background. Like, and one of my earlier In one of my earlier half casts, my dumbass had the had the fan blowing. Nah, man, and it was just chopping everything up. I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. But yeah, back to what I was saying. In any professional setting, for like people to just sit there and put your time on the back burner, nah, man, like, yo, a lot of money gets lost. Nah, man, business relationships, all that stuff. That's why I do not like that. Nah, man, like, don't waste anybody's time. Yo, me personally. Let me see if I can take a sip. Oh, my mouth, yeah. Salute. Take a sip. Like, yo, what I do not like nah, man, like, yo, basically, like, yo, people's time more important. Nah, man, like, yo, I would rather you give me that quick, hard no. Nah, man, so I could keep it moving and going about my goddamn business than for you to just keep giving me a maybe or we'll see. Nah, man, like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, nah. We grown. We don't do shit like that over here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, because this happened today. Man, this happened today is that how can I explain this? You know what I mean? It's that when you at work, like, yo, if you in a workplace, you know what I mean? And it's not fair. It's not fair to your coworkers for you to put everything off until the last minute, and then leave your subordinates or your coworkers, the people that work up under you. Now, I mean, when it's time for them to when they think it's time to start going the fuck home, start cleaning up and going the fuck home. Now, I mean, and you just left them like a shit ton of work. Now, I mean, for them to do because basically you were a little bit too frustrated to handle it, to manage it. I mean, what my aunt always told me is that if you are operations manager, then you're supposed to make operations manageable. I mean, and that is like the most simple, profound. If you in any type of management position, then you're supposed to make the position manageable. Man, you're not supposed to be sitting here like I'm gonna put it all off on the back burner, cause don't nobody yo. I don't care what job title you hold, I don't care what you do. Man, don't nobody wanna be held up at no spot all goddamn night. Man, and that's what comes in to the point of respecting people's, we all got a responsibility. We all got we all got a role to play. But my time is just as important as your time. I mean, and I refuse to let anybody make me feel different. I mean, and I'm sounding better. Oh, I love it. It's so yes. I'm sounding so much better. I'm getting the use of the levels on the mic. I mean, and I know I tell y'all every fucking night, but I'm excited. It excites me. I mean, so, and this is my podcast. This is my half cast. So if I got something to say that excites me, God damn it, you're gonna hear it as many times as I feel like saying it. Damn it. Yo, I got, because I don't have a million stories. I got a couple stories. I mean, and, oh man, just weird shit, man. Yo, you never know, God, shit, Betty White looked good back in the day. That's random. I did not plan that. I did not plan that. Betty White was looking good back in the day. Yeah, this is kind of creepy. This is weird. I mean, and it says, this is Newsweek. Image shows asteroid that just came exceptionally close to Earth. I mean, and asteroids pass by us all the time. I mean, it all depends on how close they come. I mean, how close they come, how far, I mean, but an asteroid has raced by the Earth at a distance of just 16,700 miles only 4 days after it was discovered. And that is horrifying because 4 days isn't enough with no modern technology for us to deter an asteroid of an astronomical size. Man, we might be able to shoot it, you can nuke it, but then instead of dealing with one asteroid, you're dealing with hundreds or maybe thousands of pieces falling to the Earth and just peppering us. You know what I mean? And so in our atmosphere. You know what I mean? You get lucky, you blow it apart to pieces, and then what parts of it, depending on what the asteroid is composed of, after you've smashed it to bits, I mean, some of it might disintegrate upon entry into our atmosphere, or some of it might just be like solid nickel or solid iron and just pelt. whatever, and just pelt everything. I mean, that's what makes it horrifying. The picture is scary, but I doubt that's the real picture. But maybe it was. Shit, I don't know. Like, who knows? The asteroid known as 2021 GW4 was traveling at 18,700 miles per hour when it passed our planet 9 times faster than a rifle bullet. Right, damn. At its closest point, 2021 GW4 passed by us at just 7% of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. Wow! I mean, it was also much closer to us than some man-made geostationary satellites, which typically orbit around 22,000 miles. The asteroid's closest pass occurred at 9:01 a.m. Eastern Time. So that means, like, yo, you could be brushing your teeth. You brushing your teeth, getting ready for work. You doing whatever the hell you gotta do. Nah, man, and this is what's going on that you don't even know. Like, and I'm not surprised to be hearing about this right now. I mean, you don't hear about this stuff until after it happens because people are gonna panic. Know what I mean? People are gonna fucking panic. I would have panicked. I was like, oh God, it's the end of the world. Like, goddamn. Astronomer Gianluca Massi, founder of the Virtual Telescope Project, wrote on his website that the asteroid came close. Okay, yeah, the space rock is between how big was it? Yeah, 3.5 meters and 7. Hey, listen. I'm an American, buddy. We still use customary. We don't use metric. I mean, so please keep it customary for us Americans. Because of the size, the asteroid was not visible to the naked eye when it passed by, but amateur astronomers were able to capture it with telescopes. And that was a hell of a story. Oh my God. Like, this is what's scary about it, is that what's scary about it is that NASA knows, maybe. I mean, Defense Department knows. The people that supposed to know, they know. They know. But they're not gonna tell you. Like, what the fuck? They're not gonna tell you. It's not like like, I don't know, what was that? That wasn't the sum of all fears. No, it was another one. It was another asteroid, like, movie where the president got on it. No. They're not gonna fucking tell you. Know what I mean? Like, shit, they might not even tell the president just for plausible deniability, where the president for at the end of it all, when we're doing like continuity of government and all that type of shit like that, that the president can really honestly look whatever's left of the world in the eye and say, I had no idea that this was coming. That is fucking horrifying. That is fucking horrifying. Oh my God. What's next? Jeez. Yeah, that's a hell of a start to the half cast, right? Knowing that you almost just got your ass smacked by a fucking asteroid while you was brushing your teeth in the morning. Now, I mean, how much sun do you need for vitamin D? Baby, I'm a sweet potato already. I'm sun-kissed already. I mean, like, how much sun do you need for vitamin D? I'm sun-kissed already. I'm a goddamn sweet potato, baby. Research suggests an association between increased colon cancer risk and low vitamin D levels in the body, which may be tied to other forms of cancer. I always thought that It's just sunlight. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but the melanin in people of color, black people, or like just people of color, the melanin in our skin produces whatever it takes to keep us to avoid it. It's a deterrent of skin cancer. It's a deterrent of like melanomas and all types of like other, nah, man, that's why you get people that's of like a lighter complexion. Nah, man, white people mostly. Nah, man, no racist. White people mostly. They stand out in the sun, or if they tan for too long, they get spots on their skin because their skin does not produce enough melanin to like fight off like fight off the radiation from the sun. Nah, man, I learned stuff. Yeah, I know stuff. Nah, man, cool. Nah, man, but for the sake of the article, nah, man, foods that are high in vitamin D includes egg yolk, fortified milk and yogurt, liver. I'm on the fence about liver. Mushrooms, sardines. Nah, man, or you could just like I take vitamins. I take vitamins every day. Nah, man, so like because we have to take vitamins because we live a lifestyle. Unless you and most people, nah, man, like I can't say everybody. I can't say everybody because we have to take vitamins because we live a lifestyle where nowadays we're always on the go and you don't always have time to eat naturally balanced meals. Now I mean, so the vitamins are supposed to be to supplement what you're missing from like living like a fast pace, like on the go. Let me just grab this. Let me grab a sandwich real quick. Now I mean, like that's not enough. Now I mean, like yeah. So yeah, now I mean, like the challenge lies in balancing skin protection from sun overexposure while reaping vitamin D's health benefits. I mean, concerns about skin cancer and sun aging. Many healthcare professionals recommend using sunscreen for all outdoor activities in the sun. I mean, and I can't say I'm not worried about it, but I'm looking at my skin and I'm not worried about it. Yo, if you have ever, I have looked at my skin at times in the summertime. I mean, and you can almost see and it sounds weird. You can almost see like crystals. Like it looks like it shimmers. It shimmers a little bit. And when I noticed it, it kind of like it's really interesting. I mean, it's really interesting being that the skin is the largest organ on your whole body. I mean, so yeah. I mean, next story. I mean, interesting. See, I don't just talk shit. I educate. I mean, at 11:15 p.m. I mean, I'm giving y'all knowledge. So y'all can go to sleep, y'all sleep on that, and y'all wake up woke. Y'all wake up woke. Nah, man. Nah, man. Oh my God. Okay, delete this. Wake up woke. Yo, this was wild. Pardon me. Man who killed girlfriend in 2009 gets 40 years after admitting to wife's 1989 cold case murder. Take a sip for this shit. A Virginia man who is currently in prison for murdering his girlfriend in 2009 has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for murdering his wife in 1989. He's a goddamn killer. What happened? What, do you get tired? What is she burns the toast and now she gotta go? Like, whatever. And I make light of it. Nah, man, because this is the half cast. I do make light of it, but murdering people is not okay. I mean, murdering people outside of self-defense is not okay. I mean, and these are two beautiful women. On Thursday, 55-year-old Jose Angel Rodriguez Cruz received the sentence after, wow, that's a mouthful, after pleading guilty to murdering his wife, Marta Haiti Rodriguez Cruz. The only, goddamn. Like, yo, Marta Rodriguez Cruz, 26, went missing from Arlington, Virginia, in May 1989. 2 years later, her remains were found in 91 along Interstate 95 in Stafford County. Jesus Christ. However, the remains weren't positively identified until 2018, when an Arlington cold case detective reopened the case. God, man. Like, yo, what would make, I don't know, like, what part of the brain makes you want, I'll leave you before I kill you. Trust me. I will leave you. I will leave you. I will be out. I will be gone. I mean, like, you will come. Yo, it was a funny story. I mean, because I listen to shit during the day at work. I mean, and it wasn't a funny story. It was an official, like, no, it was real rap, because it was a guy and as his woman, they were in a relationship. I mean, they were in a relationship, and the guy, like, as a mature adult, he analyzes and he realizes that I'm not happy in this relationship. I mean, I'm just not happy. Like, yeah, I'm not happy. So what he did over time was he went and he got himself an apartment, kept everything, played his hand close to his chest. He went and got himself an apartment, and when the his girlfriend in a relationship, she was supposed to be going on vacation for like 2, 3 days. Yeah, baby, go ahead, enjoy your vacation. Now, man, he got the keys to his apartment in his pocket, like, baby, enjoy yourself. I mean, and when she left, he had a couple of his homeboys come over, move all this shit out of the motherfucking apartment. And this is the mature part of this story that I respected so much, is that when she came back, he wasn't gone. He was there. It was just all his shit was out of the apartment. I mean, what's this? What's going on? Baby, we need to talk. I mean, and at that point, that is what the genius of it. Just the genius of it. See, he didn't have to kill the girl. He just moved the hell out. Now, man, but the genius of the whole situation is that there's not gonna be any fighting. Now, man, while I'm trying to get my clothes together and I'm trying to get my TV and my PlayStation, and you throwing shit at me, you cursing me out, and you calling me all types of names. Now, man, like, no, he sidestepped all that. I mean, he just, yeah, that he just stiff arm, just old Heisman stiff arm, all that. I mean, there's no telling your significant other, there's no telling your woman that I'm leaving, I'm moving out. So for the next like 2, 3 weeks, month, maybe 2 months, now I mean, all of this is just tension and hostility in the house. Y'all going back and forth, know what I mean? Because she know that you on your way out the door. Nope. Already gone. Sidestep all that shit. That was a mature man move, know what I mean? And Yeah, I like that. That was a hell of a story. I was like, oh shit. Like, yeah, but that's how you would handle, that's how I would handle it. Maybe if I could, if I had to. I mean, that's how I would handle it. Next story. I mean, wow. Like, he really killed those fucking women. I mean, instead you just leave, just go bye, bye. It's over, baby. I mean, damn. I mean, those are the type of women. Those are the type of men that tell women, "Yo, baby, don't play with my emotions. I love hard. I love hard." Yo, what the fuck? All right. I got, let's see here. I love hard, baby. Nah, man. And, oh, what the hell is this right here? Why did I even pick this story? I'm gonna do it though. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it because I picked it. Nah, man. And, Donald Trump calls CNN report of refusing meeting with Matt Gaetz completely false. Why is this man still in the news? Let him fade away into obscurity already. Please. I mean, please. Former President Donald Trump has said, former, yes, has said that a CNN news report claiming that he had refused to meet with Republican Florida Representative Matt Gaetz was completely false. Who cares? I mean, you're not the president anymore. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody who can make some fucking moves, who could help me make some fucking business moves and get this shit right. I mean, fake news, CNN relying on all anonymous sources, meaning they probably made the whole thing up. Wrote a very dishonest story claiming congressman. This is just childish. It's childish to like refuse to like stay out of the limelight. I mean, who's the best example of somebody that had fame or some type of notoriety that when their time was done, they walked off? And the first name that comes to mind was Joe Montana. Won like, I don't know, like three, four Super Bowls. Now, I mean, was like the best in the game at one time. And at one time in history, I mean, and this is just an example. But when Joe Montana time was over, he walked off into the sunset, and you didn't see his face plastered all over everywhere and everything. He's just like, yo, and you can, he, the type of person that when you see him, you'd be like, yo, that's fucking Joe Montana. Yo, man, fucking like he got like four Super Bowl rings, and he's just in fucking like he's just in Starbucks. Trying to get a cup of coffee. He's not even like, yeah. Now, man, like, when your time is done, you walk off. Now, man, you get more respect for that. Now, man, like this guy here, he's still running his goddamn toupee yap. Shut the fuck up. And I can say that because he's not the president no more. And I don't have to worry about Secret Service knocking on my goddamn door about governmental slander. I don't even know if that's a thing, governmental slander. this is the last story. I mean, this is the last story, and this shit had me on. Wow. Family of model left brain damaged. Family of model left brain damaged after allergic reaction to peanut butter pretzel is awarded $29.5 million. Let's read that again. Family of model left brain damaged after allergic reaction to peanut butter pretzel is awarded $29.5 million. A Las Vegas jury has awarded 29.5. This is people. million to a family of a former model and actress who was left brain damaged. Wow. After she had an allergic reaction. Yo, I'm telling you, yo. You gotta always understand what you just like. I was in the hospital behind eating whatever that had that soy or whatever was in that shit that was made with, was processed with whatever that had me all messed up. Nah, man, like that is like, yo, it's a thing, man. Like, yo, it's a thing, man, and it happens. It happens more often than it should. Nah, man, like, yeah, after she had an allergic reaction to eating a peanut butter pretzel. Wow, the family of Chantel Giacalone was awarded the money on Friday after the jury in a civil lawsuit agreed a Nevada ambulance company was negligent when treating her in February 2013. And I was when they gave me fentanyl. Man, they gave me fentanyl. And I was like, that's a little bit strong, right? Like for you to like, but what I learned yesterday, I mean last night, is that fentanyl is used to like slow down the breathing. So if your airways are, it's something about like if your airways are constricted and you're like a flapping fish out of water, like fentanyl would be used to like slow your breathing down until they could get you under control. I mean, like, yeah, so I thought they had did something, like I thought they did me dirty, but no, actually it was a hell of a motherfucking call for Robert Wood Johnson. I mean, and thank you for saving my life. I mean, the then 27-year-old was modeling clothes at Mandalay Bay South Convention Center when she bit into a small pretzel given to her by a friend. The outlet said, unbeknownst to Giacalone, the small snack had peanut butter in it, and she went into anaphylactic shock. God, wow. The condition is severe allergic reaction that can lead to a variety of symptoms. The most critical being a narrowing of airways. I think that's what happened to me. That causes difficulty breathing. I mean, patients are typically administered epinephrine and adrenaline treatment, which is commonly used for severe asthma attacks. If the condition isn't treated immediately, it can be fatal because there's no air getting to your brain. Your brain needs air. Know what I mean? And like within a certain amount of time, yes, you can suffer brain. Oh, beautiful woman too, man. I'm sorry for her family. Like there's nothing like 29.5 a lot of money, but I would rather have my daughter, my sister, or whatever, my loved one, my friend, whatever. I would rather have them like 100% whole. I mean, like, and yeah, wow, man. Yo, watch for things that you or your loved ones may be allergic to, because these type of situations, oh my God, man. Like, yo, like, just for me to just be going through this, like, not too long ago, nah, man, like, yo, I feel it. Nah, man, like, yo, I feel it. I mean, beautiful young lady too, with had her whole career ahead of her. But yeah, this has been the AJ Halfcast episode 7. I think it's 7 already. Moving right along. I mean, like, yo, if you fucks with the half cast, if you fucks with it, baby, I mean, like, yo, reach out to me on Twitter. My man, like, at Rise and Shine. My man, Rise and Shine. I'm not really off the, I use Instagram, but not, like, I'm not crazy off the Instagram like that, because Instagram has become, like, the new back page. Yo, Instagram has become the... it's become the smut peddling platform of all the other ones. Now, man, like, Shit, you gotta reach out to me on Facebook. Fuck Avery Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'll sip to that. Salud, baby. You know what I mean? Yo. Salud. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's been fun. You know what I mean? I hope this episode has been informative. You know what I mean? As well as entertaining for you guys. You know what I mean? I'll holla at you, man. Like, yeah, I love you guys, man. Like, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.